Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Vice President Kamala Harris prepares for her next act, some see the Bay Area native running for governor of California in 2026. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, we know that Democrats often usually dominate when it comes to the governor's office, but in many cases, some counties here went red this time.
Yeah, they did. And as a matter of fact, that is reason for concern, because if they, even in the Bay Area, we not only saw a shift more towards red on voting Republican, although not as much as in other parts of the state, we sort of saw a shift also in how people are feeling about, you know, public safety, about other issues that might be, you know, a few years ago would have been thought of as being red. So how does that play into the governor's race in 2026? Well, that means you need a candidate to get out there and unite and win. And even if you have Republican opposition, and that is something that Democrats are looking for two reasons. One is that the current candidates they have, whether it's Lieutenant Governor Ilenia Kuliakis or former state Senate leader Tony Atkins, or even Attorney General Rob Bonta or former Congresswoman Katie Porter, just aren't scoring that high, Eric, on the known list. They are just not known by voters in the state of California. The highest one to score was Katie Porter, and she came in at 13%. So if you had some Republican who was moderate or had a celebrity behind him, name to go with it, that could be, you know, a return of Arnold. And some people are concerned, saying they need a heavier candidate, and that could be Kamala.
Well, just spitballing here, Steve Garvey did not win the race for Senate, and he's just, as you said, he's a name, he's a Republican, and, you know, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger, so why not?
Well, because he was not a big a name as somebody that might be out there. You're right. I'm not sure that there is somebody out there. But the point is that Kamala, in a poll taken just before the presidential election, showed that a third of the voters would likely vote for her. So she would have the biggest base of all the Democrats. She's also said she wants to stay in the fight. Now, we all know that, you know, you say that in the end, the Democrats prevail, except for when there's an exception. And those exceptions are when it could be somebody who can be seen both as a Democrat and as a Republican, but also, like I said, is a name, is a known entity out there. And that's why a lot of people are looking at Rick Caruso, a former Republican businessman who may have built a Grove down in Los Angeles and came within just a hair's breadth of winning the mayoralty of Los Angeles as a possible candidate for governor. So it's early, but people are kind of a little nervous. You know how it is in politics. Everybody's nervous all the time. Everybody's chattering all the time. Kamala Harris said she wants to stay in the fight. And people say, well, come on over to the West Coast and you can keep fighting Trump from here. So we'll find out what she's thinking as it evolves. But right now, people are looking.
Well, you're right. It's a nervous time for everybody in it, but it's so much fun for us watching. Phil, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, buddy, thank you. That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.